Lots of opportunity for us this morning to share reflections. And I want to just begin that process myself and just share some thoughts with you about the events of the last few days. Why should we bring this into the context of a church service? Why is it appropriate to do something a little different today? Well, I want to give you a number of reasons. Firstly, the Queen is someone who is known to all of us and has impacted the lives of all of us in one way or another. And when someone dies who's been there for such a significant part, it is only right and decent that we recognize what that means. A lot of people are indeed upset and have shed tears, and it is right that we help one another as we go through that process of asking the big questions and seeking to be there for one another. Scripture tells us, mourn with those who mourn. Well, there's a family who are in service in this nation who are particularly mourning, and they don't get to mourn like you do. Well, I do, they have to do so very publicly. So we mourn alongside them today. It's also appropriate to recognize that the Queen was a sister in Christ. She had an immensely strong Christian faith. And it is right when we lose a fellow brother or sister that we acknowledge that, and that we give thanks to God. And whilst it's a period of mourning for us as Christians, it is also a moment of thanksgiving that we recognize the Queen is in someone who is in glory at this point in the presence of Almighty God. And so we just help one another through that. But there is something else about this unique individual that really struck me, that made it unavoidable in my perspective to do something to honor the individual of the Queen this morning. And I do recognize that for some people, they may feel a little degree of discomfort in all of this because they're not particularly monarchists and don't want to celebrate the monarchy in any way, shape or form. And to those people, then I guess that's up to them. They have the opportunity to go and have that discussion in a pub or in an armchair with those who also fail to recognize that this is not about monarchy. This is about an individual who happened to be part of the monarchy, but an individual whose life was exceptional and exemplary in so many ways that we would consider fundamental to Christian character. And that's the driving force for me, which means that we should recognize the Queen. We, in the link each month, we issue this. We have this verse, which is from Philippians 4, that says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Well, I give you the life of someone who I believe to have been quite exceptional in the way that she sought to live out her Christian faith. And that is worthy to be recognized for these reasons. The things that the Queen has been through, has seen, and the way that she's conducted herself is remarkable in its own right. And we could, and maybe should, talk about some of those things as well. But the thing that was key for me is how all that has taken place in the spotlight of a Christian faith. I can't think of another public figure who has so publicly, so deliberately shared their Christian faith and the importance of the faith in their life, and more than that, but the person of Jesus in their life. The only person maybe that might do that today so overtly would be the Archbishop of Canterbury, who's very clear, but then that's his role. He just doesn't have a very broad public opportunity to say so. And her example in that, I believe, is extraordinary and quite inspirational, because this is a woman who has sought to live out her life being faithful to God, to her nation, and to you. Mark Green is the person who headed up LICC, the London Institute of Contemporary Christianity. He's currently their mission champion. And he's written an obituary, and he said this: "The first time I ever thought seriously about the Queen was when God told me to. It was 2015, the Queen was 89, and I had asked God a specific question. Please show me someone in the public eye who is an outstanding whole life disciple of Jesus, someone whose faith shapes all that they do and say. Elizabeth was God's answer. Swift, clear, weighty, and to be shared." Mark Green is the person who wrote that book. I don't know whether any of you have seen it, The Queen's Way, which is about a life of Christian discipleship put into practice, and is quite remarkable. It was a faith that was established on Jesus, her absolute rock. And for me, what makes the Queen's testimony so much more powerful than the BBC or anybody else might like to portray, the thing that holds it all together, I think it was in about 2000, when we got to the millennium, that she felt she wanted to more overtly share her Christian faith and share the importance, the meaning of this time that we had got to. And in 2014, her Christmas broadcast, she said this: "For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, whose birth we celebrate today, is an inspiration and an anchor in my life, a role model of reconciliation and forgiveness. He stretched out his hands in love, acceptance, and healing. Christ's example has taught me to seek to respect and value all people of whatever faith or none." And I believe we've seen that again and again. Remarkable, this selfless sense of duty and responsibility, an absolute dedication to humbly serve the community that she felt God had called her to serve. And it was interesting that those words came from a 21-year-old, a 21-year-old who said, "I pledge that my whole life, may it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of the Commonwealth nations." And she has done that unswervingly for 70 years. The longest reigning UK monarch. Actually, I'm going to say the longest reigning monarch. I know in theory, Louis XIV reigned for 2 years longer, but he came to power as a child of 4 years old, and he didn't take personal responsibility for another 18 years. So the Queen far surpasses that, the longest reigning monarch that's had this power and had this opportunity to influence. Statesperson, and done so professionally. The most experienced diplomat in the world by a long way. A confidant who people relied on to be able to share things which were secret, which were confidential, and know they wouldn't be passed on. 70 years in which she met 15 prime ministers, 14 US presidents, 12 Canadian MPs, and so many other diplomats across the world, that involved the years of rebuilding, you know, of austerity after the Second World War, right through COVID, where she paid a price herself and knew the pain that everybody else went through, to the present day, serving and working up to 2 days before she died. That's a remarkable testimony, but it's one that was founded on God. And I believe that is why she's worth honoring and why it is right that we as a church recognize her input and her impact on us. So I want to open to your thoughts for your shared testimony, for whatever else you would like to say, perhaps a hymn that you know that we know, otherwise read the words, or a prayer. And then towards the end, we'll spend some time just simply giving thanks. So let's maybe just be quiet for a moment, and then I invite you to unmute yourselves and just share what you want to this morning.
Lord, we do give you thanks for this woman that we have called sovereign for these 70 years. And what's that life of service that she's offered to this nation, but Lord, also offered to you as your servant. And yet, Lord, though we call her sovereign, she was willing to give up that sovereignty, that name that she has of queen, to you, to your sovereignty. Lord, even in these last days, when we saw her standing, and we don't know what she was going through in that time, if she was in pain or distress of any sort, willing to continue that servanthood in welcoming in our newest Prime Minister. But Lord, all the time thinking, I give up my sovereignty to one who is sovereign over me. So Lord, thank you for that life of service. But Lord, also thank you for that life that you had promised her, what you had prepared for her in eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Christian woman and all her witness in this unchristian country. We pray that her witness will continue for many years to come. This world is changing all the time and will change until heaven reigns. And so, Heavenly Father, let us realize there's a time to be born and a time to die. But may we have this example to make the best use of our life here in a Christian way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for our great queen, We thank you because she was such an example through her life as a sovereign, but most of all as a wife, a mother, a grandma, and a great grandma. She was loved. She was loved by all, and she was respected, and she loves you. And to me, that is so wonderful. We can't really mourn her. Let her rest now. Let her come to you in glory. And thank you. Well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.
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 Father God, I lift the family to you. They've lost this huge part of their family. I pray that they'll get the opportunity to mourn without the press breathing down their necks all the time. And then they'll get time to process the fact that they've lost this beautiful lady. Father God, I just hope that also there'll be some healing in that family. And what a lovely thing to do in the name of the Queen to try and fix all the problems. I leave this with you, Lord, and I pray that you will be right in the middle of it all.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I feel a little bit the odd one out here because I'm not British, but a few thoughts. I've been watching the BBC over the last few days and thinking, when on earth are they going to say something about the fact that this lady was a Christian? And actually they did in a program last night when they broadcast parts of various Christmas speeches, and they did mention or broadcast part of the 2014 Christmas speech where she, as Steve just said, mentioned very clearly that she followed Christ in her life. And I thought that was a bit late, but at least they've mentioned it now. And the other thought I had straight from when I heard the news, and I might be completely wrong, but to me it almost felt as if she had waited until she had been able to see Liz Truss as a prime minister. That she knew, I need to do this. I don't know, you know, I might be completely making this up in the sense that I don't know the facts, like none of us do. But yeah, that was a thought that crossed my mind immediately when I heard the news. And whether or not it's true, you know, I think we all agree that she was someone who really served the country and in a way the world. And as Sue just said, you know, she's in a better place now and she has done her duty. It's good for her that she can now be with our Lord in heaven.
Amen.
I think maybe one of the things that we could pray is that something more than just religion will come from all the publicity around the Queen's death. So I was quite blown away to think that the BBC was broadcasting a church service at 7 o'clock on a Friday night. And obviously it's only because of the Queen that they would do that. And the cathedral, St Paul's Cathedral was packed, wasn't it, with people, some of them very famous, some of them just people coming off the street. And there is a sense, isn't there, in our country that everyone is pausing and reflecting. So maybe one of our prayers is that God will use this time when people are more open. And maybe we can use this time to be more open about our faith. And the bit that Steve read somebody had already sent to me on Facebook a couple of days ago, and it's really challenged me because I wondered, could I say that out loud? Could I say that to everybody in the world, that Jesus Christ is my anchor? And I think there's a real challenge there for us as well. So maybe we could just pray about some of those things. Heavenly Father, we do indeed thank you that Queen bore witness to you in a very real way. And we thank you now for this time of mourning and reflection when the whole country is pausing. And Father, we pray that there would be an openness to your love, to the reality of your grace, that above the difficulties of rising prices and war and political arguing and strikes, above all those things, where people would seek you. Father, we pray for all those who have a Christian faith and who are serving you in government or in positions of power. And we pray for ourselves that we might find ways to talk to people about your love in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask for your strength to do this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Father, I thank you also for the fact that you give strength, you give peace, because the family now, particularly Charles and Camilla, they have to do so much in the public eye. They can't really have a time of mourning. They can't even think. She was an older lady and she'd lived and had a very good life and lived a life for you, which is wonderful. But of course she'll be missed. She'll be missed in her family, and she's missed in the world. She's left a big void. But give Charles now strength and time to not necessarily copy her, but just be himself, and pray that he also loves you and knows you as his saviour, and put you first in the monarchy. So just be with them all. And as they have to be in the public eye, because it's what they're born to, it's very, very difficult, Lord. So please just peace and your loving arms around them all. And thank you for the lovely pictures yesterday of the two boys with their wives walking together. That was lovely. It was, I just thought then how the Queen would have loved that. So these pictures, Lord, give us a hope, give us peace and a blessing to all. Amen.
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 Thirty-seven years ago, on the 17th of May, I took my baby son, David, to meet the Queen at Colchester General Hospital. I've got the programme here for you to all see. Bruce said to me this morning, "Where has all that time gone?" The passing of the Queen has made me think of my own mortality. As I reflected on the life of the Queen, I was reminded of a quote by C.T. Studd, "Only one life to live, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." Heavenly Father, like the Queen, please help each one of us to live to glorify you, so that one day, Lord, like the Queen, we will also hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 There is a verse in the scriptures, I believe in Ecclesiastes, that whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might as unto the Lord. And I believe that Elizabeth was a living, breathing witness to this as she walked through her life and did all the things that she did. And as we saw in the photos, she covered many areas of life and always with a smile on her face and doing this, whatever she had been given to do, with all her heart, her mind, her soul, and her spirit. And I believe that she glorified God in her walk through the life that she lived. And it was her smile in all those photos that just struck me. In nearly every photo, whatever the situation, she had a beautiful smile on her face, always as if, I'm glad to be doing this. I love what God has asked me to do, and I love my Lord, and I love all you people that I'm meeting, shaking hands with people in the street, driving a tractor, driving an army lorry, sitting on her horse. All sorts of pictures come to mind, and always with that smile. And her love for her husband was evident, Lord, and her love for her children. And I just say thank you for her example. Father, thank you for Elizabeth. Thank you that she was a living, breathing model of that verse. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Lord, may we follow her example. And always with a smile on our face, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The thing that struck me with Queen Elizabeth was she was a queen. She was head of the monarchy. You couldn't get any higher in the monarchy than a queen. But she was a remarkable woman. She was a woman and she was approachable. I always felt she was an approachable lady, the way she looked. She was a diplomat. She was a queen. She was fantastic. But the thing that struck me with her was she was human. She made herself approachable. She had a fantastic sense of humour. And some of the stories that are coming out now about her humour with heads of state, with ordinary people. The story that struck me, and it keeps me going, is she was walking with her protection officer. She had every day. She had good protection, and she was quite friendly with this guy, obviously, and they were walking through the grounds of Balmoral, which is a huge, vast estate. And he said they very rarely met anybody, but this one particular day, they met two American tourists walking the other way. In her inimitable fashion, she stopped to talk to them. She said, good morning, and they passed niceties. And one of the women of the party, there was two, the man and a woman, she said to the Queen, do you live here? Is this part of your... No, no, the Queen said, I live in London, but I have a house just over the hill there. And I come up for holidays. So this woman said, oh, that's interesting. How often do you come? She said, well, I've been coming for about 80 years as a child and then on and off. So this woman said, oh, my word, that's quite a long while. Have you in that time actually been introduced to the Queen? you must have met her sometime and all that. So the Queen said, no, no, never been introduced. She said, but he has, pointing to a protection officer. He knows her. So this woman got quite excited and said, well, my word, we'd love a photo to take back to the folks at home. Could you take a photo for us? So she said, certainly. So they stood with the protection officer, the man who knew the Queen, and she took the photo. And then they got a bit more excited and said, well, could we take your photo with us? Because you know this man so well. So he said, certainly, certainly. So she stood with them and the protection officer took their photo. And then they had a few more words and then they walked on. And the Queen turned to the protection officer and said, you know something, I would love to be a fly on the wall when they show those photos to the folks at home. And that struck me as a very human sort of approach to life. She didn't ridicule these people. She didn't get very haughty and say, I am the Queen. No, she acted as a normal person, as they would expect to find on a walk. And even Khrushchev, the big Russian leader, when he came to meet the Queen, he was quite fearful. He said, I expected to be really looked down upon and she was going to be very haughty and almost unapproachable. He said, but I was so knocked back, he said, to find that she was a normal person. She talked intelligently. She talked about my country. She accepted me for what I was. She was human. And I find that a wonderful thing about the Queen. She was human, but with a tremendous faith, the likes of we will never, ever see again, I shouldn't think.
Yeah.
And I feel very privileged to have lived through what we call the Elizabethan age. Even though we knew her father a little bit, King George VI, she was fantastic. That's all I've got to say about that.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, a couple of things that struck me just in the last couple of days, that she was very definitely human. And I noticed that there were moments of deep grief that the Queen suffered when her mum died, when her husband died, the divorces and all those sorts of things. And the Queen had to just deal with it and had to be there and was very public, but had to go through all of that and didn't always perhaps get the space or recognition for what it is to be a human and to be in that unique position. But we sometimes think about the things that we go through and think they only happen to us, but the Queen is a living testimony to the fact that bad things, family breakdowns, pain and loss happens to everybody. No such thing as a position of high status that's above all of those things. We all go through those things, and the Queen demonstrated that with remarkable testimony. I saw a little photograph of just one other thing I would say online yesterday, and the comment was of the Queen was dancing with the president of Ghana. And the caption said, the Queen danced with the black president of Ghana at a time when the United States was still segregated. And that's a remarkable testimony for the Queen's true desire to be there and to serve the community of the Commonwealth in a way that the rest of the world had really barely caught up with, which is, yeah, remarkable.
One of the things that struck me, what Mick was talking about this morning, we've seen loads and loads of those similar stories on the news, on different programs of television. And I straight away thought, yeah, they say the Queen has met millions of people, or millions of people have met the Queen. I'm not one of them. So why do I feel this way about the fact she's not here anymore. And just kind of thinking that through, and I had this conversation with Nick and Angie last night, really, that I know so much about life. I know more about the Queen's life than I do my own parents. Now, when both my parents passed, we were asked questions about them. We struggled to answer some of them. You know, what schools they went to, where did they live before, and what, you know, even relations that they had. We had to try and find it all out. And yet her life, and as Steve has shown us this morning in that little clip from whoever it was, her whole life has been laid out before us in a way that perhaps we've never had with a monarch in history before because of technology. And it's no wonder, is it really, that we do feel that connection with her, when perhaps that might be true of all of us, that we know more about her than we do about our own parents. And that really struck me. I thought, yeah, that's why we feel this connection with her. Just so I felt a real deep sense of loss when both my parents died. My mum died before my dad. And that's almost that feeling of loneliness. And I kind of felt that with the Queen as well. She's people have said she's shaped this country. And she has. You know, perhaps she shaped me in some way because I've been part of this country. Perhaps she shaped a lot of us, I don't know. But yeah, it just struck me how much we will miss her. It's going to be different. Charles will be a different monarch, perhaps. We don't know, but it's heartwarming to say he's going to carry on his mum's legacy as best as he is able. We need to support him in that, I think. But yeah, that's just my thoughts. And many others, but don't take too much time on.
Thanks, Richard. Anybody else would like to just share any other thoughts before we just have a few minutes praying? Father God, thank you for the life of the Queen that we have recognized today. How much more full, how much more detailed that life really was than just the tiny glimpse we've had today. We thank you. We thank you for all those conversations. We thank you for the smile, the welcome, the giving people time. We thank you for all of those things that has taken place. Thank you, Lord, for the grace that the Queen has showed, the humility of giving herself in service, of being willing to do all of these things when I dare say on occasion she didn't feel like it. Thank you, Lord, for that consistency and example to us for doing things as well as possible. Lord, we thank you for the lives touched, the encouragements given. We thank you for that priestly role that the Queen fulfilled that is often not spoken of, but was demonstrated. We thank you for the words of testimony year after year in the Queen's speech on Christmas Day, that at least for those who would listen, there was a reminder of what stood behind all of it. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you for that life of faithfulness. And we do pray, Lord, for your peace for those who are unsettled in this period. For all of us, as we feel that inevitable churning and the emotion of a remarkable person who's no longer with us. So, Lord, help us to come back to you, the one who is above all, the one who is the rock, the one who is the rock on which we all are invited to stand. Thank you, Father, and help us, help this nation, help those who are feeling particularly bereaved and lost at this time to process, we pray. And may our testimonies to our families, to those around us, be even a tenth as powerful as the queens, how remarkable they would be. Lord, so help us to reassess who we are, who you've called us to be as we see an example of another. We give you thanks and we ask for your peace and your blessing to be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.